Underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. I want to talk about joy. You know, joy is a choice. You choose to be joyful. Basically, you choose joy. It's not easy, but it is a choice. And each time that something is going wrong in my life, I find myself preparing myself for the worst. I just look at the situation and run the scenario in my head to the worst and prepare myself for that. And when God came, he said, no. Because you have to notice one thing. I mean, stuff happened in the past. And God worked it through. So that was a bad habit I had in my life. And God pointed out, he said, instead of bracing yourself for the worst, why don't you remind yourself of God's faithfulness? Because he did it in the past, he would do it again. Instead of going for what might happen worse, focus on the God who came through for you. So for that today, we're going to call for joy. We're going to choose joy. And here is what the Spirit got to say. Yeah, this situation could get worse. Yeah, at this point, I am not at my best. But nothing will change if I don't believe it myself. Nothing will move if I don't get up and move. I will be broke if I believe that I am broke. I will be sick if I believe that I am sick. So, I will stop here and realize that indeed my thoughts and my mind must change at first. And if it's true that I can choose to move in faith, if it is true that I can choose to change what I believe in, then I choose to trust God. I choose joy instead. I am not going to exist anymore. I am not going to wait for better days any longer. No, I refuse to let life events dictate my mood any longer. Because when they come, instead of bracing myself for the worst, I will remind myself of the faithful God, of his faithfulness. Instead of crying tears of fear, I will give him tears of praise. Yeah, because greater is he who is with me than him who is in the world. Amen. Underground preacher to the underground church. I'm out.